listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Businesses, non-profit groups and state government figures will all be meeting in Mount Gambier today as they take part in a Disaster Resilience Summit. CEO of the South Australian Forest Products Association, Nathan Payne, will be among those attending. He says the summit will allow his industry to be better prepared in the event of any future disasters.
And this summit has brought together all of the commodity groups. So it's not just about forests, it's about dairy, livestock, grains, horticulture. Everyone's in the room looking at solutions, looking at how we can do things better together.
Drake Supermarket has quashed rumours that it will be coming to the Blue Lake City. There had been speculation within the community that the retailer would open a store in Mount Gambier, but a Drake spokesperson has told the Border Watch newspaper there are no immediate plans to open nor acquire any stores in the area. And the Limestone Coast will host its first ever Our Voice conference on Monday at the Wollunda Recreation Centre. It's a chance for people with an intellectual disability and their allies to get together to discuss what matters to them and take part in a series of workshops. Project Director Tristan Salem says the conference has a special theme.
The theme of the conference is Our Voice, Our Journey. So the theme reflects the importance of telling your own story, making your own decisions and living your own life your way, which is pretty important for everyone, really.
In basketball, the Mount Gambier Pioneers men and women begin their NBL 1 South season this weekend with not one, but two doubleheaders on the road. Their first opponents will be the Sandringham Sabres on Saturday. Men's coach Richard Hill reckons it'll be a challenging match.
They're basically the feeder team for Melbourne United, so they've got a whole bunch of Melbourne United starters as well as development players. I think at the end of the year, they'll be in the top couple.